It all started out with a berry farm and a hayrack ride. Just two small components that grew into the country's largest pumpkin patch. The farm started out as a you-pick strawberry farm with fresh produce, then switched to a family attraction. Tim Vella said how they made that switch.
So that was our original attraction, was the hayrack ride. And we got just a lot of positive comments about it, you know, like how much fun it was to come out to a farm and actually go out and see the pumpkins on the vine and all that kind of stuff. And so that kind of gave us motivation to add a little bit more.
Tim and his beloved wife, Jan Vella, built Vella's Pumpkin Patch 38 years ago. But sadly, last year, Jan passed away of a heart attack. Jan's best friend, Kathy Oldridge, says the second fall season without Jan hasn't gotten easier.
It affected me a lot because I was here that day. It was hard. I lost all my good times to come, you know?
Kathy says that Jan was a down-to-earth, humble person who had a fun-loving, nerdy side. Jan was a happy person who brightened up the day just by being herself.
She loved Star Wars, fanatical about it. Her phone rang every Star Wars song for different girls. She loved Harry Potter. Oh my gosh. We went down to Universal Studios and she had one of those wands, you know, the interactive wand. And oh my God, she was practically pushing kids out of the way to show them how to do it. Oh my gosh. She was funny. She was really fun.
Jan wasn't the typical boss of a large operation. She was someone who truly loved and cared for what she had built. She would go the extra mile to know each of the employees' names. She meant a lot to them, just as they meant a lot to her.
It was pretty tough on us, and not only the family, but our staff and employees, you know, were really close to Jan and knew Jan really well. Our employees just want to keep that feeling of Jan up, you know. It was just really a super nice person and really loved being around people, was always friendly.
Kathy has a lot of fun memories with Jan, but one that sticks out was an answer to a particular question.
Probably after my first year, I said, how do you do laundry? You know, 'cause she was down here all the time. And she goes, Kathy, I don't do laundry. I have 45 pairs of jeans. I have 45 shirts. I have 45 pairs of underwear and bras and a lot of socks. So that was always funny.
Tim said about 75% of Vella employees return every year, and it was mostly due to Jan and the culture she developed. Most guests would not recognize Jan because she would be working and wearing the Vella's signature orange shirt, just like the other employees.
During the season, we have probably 1,100 to cover all the places and all the shifts and everything, but then there's only 50 year-round.
Jan dedicated her life to Vella's, making it into what it is today, the largest pumpkin patch in the country. With about 400 acres of land, 50 attractions, about 10 shops, and several places to eat, not to mention the fire pits available for rent. Visiting Vella's is a tradition for tens of thousands of families.
She'd put the kids to bed at night and lay out their clothes, and then she was up like till 2 in the morning doing all the bookwork and answering all the emails. I mean, this is what she did every night. But then Tim would get them ready and take them to school, and then she'd get up about 8:30 and start all over again. So it was to make their dream come true.
Now that Jan is gone, what is the famous pumpkin patch going to do without her? Well, her daughters have already started the process to take over.
I have three daughters that are came back into the business, and two son-in-laws are really running the business right now. They're part owners, you know, divided up between me and the three girls. So they're into it all the way.
That's not the only change. Vella's now has two new attractions dedicated to Jan. Stephen's Country Drive, which are replicas of antique Model T cars, and a very special carousel ride. Both of these rides were close to Jan's heart.
Jan, you know, it was kind of a natural. She loved carousels and she loved taking the grandkids on it and stuff.
The Valla family plans to honor Jan by continuing the family business, adding in more attractions, and keeping the farm a happy, family-centered place. Now more than ever, they want others to enjoy the fall season.
If you survey people in Nebraska, what's their favorite month? And October is like usually the number one month, you know? Like it's fun to do something with your kids and take them out. And this just leads in the best month of the year, the fall harvest, and just having fun with your kids and family.
The loving memories of Jan in the Valla name will live on as part of the farm as more families come to create their own memories. Reporting for MavRadio.fm, I'm Maggie Johnston.